And the next morning then, he went to bed.
Huh.
And then that called his boy then, John from Andalusia. He's down there working at the oil company down there. And he come down and see about us, and he go see about his daddy. And I was sitting down there one day, I was wearing boots then, lace boots. And I thought I could, I was feeling just like, about like I'm feeling now. Hmm. And I just know that I could get up and go anywhere I wanted. I got up and put on my boots, had a good fire in the house, fireplace. And I thought about 15 or 20 minutes. And I felt like this. Some little, like the water turned around, and I went down fast in them boots and got, threw them down and pulled my britches off and coat and jumped in the bed, and I couldn't cover myself up.
Oh.
I told them, come here quick.
Good.
Yes, sir. And I looked like I wanted to have a chill then.
Yeah.
And I stayed there, I stayed there about another week.
Mm-hmm.
And then But I never did try to get up no more, you know, till I did got where I could.
Just stay there in bed.
Yeah, that flu, here's something.
I had that a couple of times too, sick with that stuff.
Yeah.
Not much they can do about it either.
And no, anything you can do, just have to stay there with it.
What did they give you when you had that fever? You know, when you were
They had some kind of medicine. I don't know what kind of medicine it was, but here's some trouble medicine. That medicine, well, you about tie your face up when you...
But they call it quinine in?
Yeah, his quinine is in it, but here's some white licorice. And I know it's quinine in it. They give me quinine too. But see, that quinine is good for fever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he went on there then. Now this here diarrheal, you know that?
Yeah.
You know that? Now that's a...
Yeah.
That's something bad.
Yeah, that gets you. You can't go anywhere and do anything.
No, sir, you can't drink no milk and do nothing. Meat, grease, no kind of grease. Mm. So if you do it, he tear you up.
Yeah,
sure would.
Yeah. Let me ask you, when a person say he's been sick and he gets up and about, you say, well, he's now how?
Yeah.
How would you say he was then?
He get along fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever a person who can lift heavy weights and just like that, you say he's a real what kind of person?
Real stout. Mm-hmm. Stout man.
Yeah.
Build up.
you ever call him a strong man?
Strong man.
The strong and stout, they mean about the same thing?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
About the same thing? A person who's really easy to get along with, you know what I'm talking about? He just always got a smile on his face.
Yeah.
That easy kind of person, what do you call him?
That's a good person.
Good person.
Yeah.
You ever heard him called good natured?
Good nature. That's it.
Anything else that people might call that kind of person around?
No, I don't know. Blondie said he's good and nice and admirable.
Mm-hmm. Would they ever call him a kind person too?
Kind.
That's all about something.
Yeah, all the same. That's all the same.
But what if you call somebody a clever? Is that something different? If you say he's a clever person.
Clever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a little different. Than,
does that mean he's what kind of smart or something?
Yeah. He
do things like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you see a boy and he's in his teenage years, maybe, and he's all arms and legs, you know, how he's growing up there, and he can't hardly get around without falling over the chairs. No, you say he's what? He's how? He's a, is that my boy's?
He's kind of, he's a cripple.
Yeah.
I would call him, say, cripple and can't get about.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of lame, we call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And say that there's really nothing wrong, you know, with him, but he just stumbles or can't walk for stumbling over his feet. What would you call
him? Well, that pato, we call it, you know it.
Yeah.
You know, if you go with, you know, if people that, you know, feet go over,